Welcome to Jewel Survivor City. This is your girl, Stacey Jewel. I just want to do a quick intro. This interview was with Trezae Lewis Clinton. And these are some of my favorite segments when I'm able to sit down with a musician. He is the grandson of George Clinton. That's right. He, the funk master himself. You may know him from P-Funk, Parliament, or the Funkadelics. This is on their tour bus after they played in Los Angeles a few months ago, and I had the pleasure of speaking to him about his inspiration. Here you go.
I mean, because this is like third generation P-Funk, third generation P-Funk sitting right here.
Let it do what it do.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a real thing. I'm watching you on the stage and you getting it. You on the stage and I'm thinking, I didn't even know. So it's like, it's grandson on the stage, grandfather on the stage, doing music together, funk, watching the people rock. It's like a family thing. It's a powerful thing. I respect that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I don't even know where to start and ask. I'm like, because, you know, I want to say, you know, do you feel like growing up in this? Did you grow up in this environment? You did?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. It's been wonderful. It's been a blessing each and every day, more and more so. Getting to grow and getting to learn, experience, getting to funk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And getting to grow with my family more, you know, more than ever. It's been beautiful to see everybody grow.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful opportunity. And thank you for having me.
No.
My name is Trezae Lewis Clinton.
Thank you.
Third generation of Parliament Funkadelic, yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all hear that, y'all? Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? That's awesome. That's awesome. Did you always know that you were going to be on the stage, or have you just been on there since, you know, just since a little kid? Have you just always just been?
I always wanted to go out. I've always been there. But
yeah.
I always wanted to go out.
Yeah.
You know, and granddaddy. My grandfather, George Clinton.
Yeah.
Granddaddy always let me come out.
Yeah.
But when I wanted to stay out, he was like, you got to stay in school. You got to take care of your business first. You know?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, when it came that time to work, and you know, it was my time to funk. Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought me out. And yeah, he let you funk.
And you're funking right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had a chance to hear some of your music. It's funky.
Thank you so much.
It's funky. And you know what? I can't wait to the time where we're able to actually play some of that on Jewel Survivor City, because I want them to be able to hear you get funky. And it has a different twist, a new twist to the funk. And I love that, because it goes into different places. I felt like in one minute I was getting this Africa vibe, and then the next minute I might have been just getting like I wanted to be in that club downstairs, like when they doing it on the EDM and all that. I'm like, yeah. And then you can still hear the foundation of funk.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just traveled through the cellar.
That's right.
Went downstairs.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
And they was putting their ears up to the ceiling. People was climbing on top of each other downstairs.
Yeah.
Put their ear to the ceiling to see what was going on.
That's right. Some people outside said, you know what, y'all sound like y'all having more fun. They sounds more interesting up there. I said, do you know who's up there? Y'all missing out.
Yeah, we here.
You guys are here.
Yeah.
And it's experience, yo. It felt like an experience. I felt like I was a part of you guys. You feel, when you come to P-Funk, you feel like you're a part of P-Funk. You feel like you were in the band too. You like, we all are in this band.
So this is your first time with
me? This is my very first time ever experiencing it. Every experience, and I heard it from you, Rick, you know, and when we talked about the Rickish Mojo and what that band meant to me as a survivor, you know what I mean, needing music. You know, we were talking earlier about the story of just, you know, coming out of a thing and just needing music to just feel alive and just to grow and, you know, and to watch them as artists and feel part of that and then be on the stage. It's the exact same thing I just saw. And then I'm like, oh, these are the originators of this movement. It feels like underground family coming out together, you know.
Love that.
Yeah, I love it.
That's funk.
That's funk. That's funk. Yeah, that's funk.
It is what it is.
I'm learning it, and I appreciate it, and I thank you so much for giving me some of your time right here. Third generation funk right here. All right, y'all. Jewel Survivor City, it has been a pleasure to be able to do this during a time right now where George Clinton is retiring, and y'all need to hear these new amazing funk voices as we continue to hear our old funk voices and get immersed in this funk here in Jewel Survivor City, y'all.
Never did this before. The step recording like you're doing right now.